There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Busy, busy show lined up over the next 3 hours. Tons of college basketball and NFL today. Josh Applebaum on the program in 30 minutes. VSiN betting analyst on today's card. Michael Lombardi in an hour. We could probably talk to him for an hour today. There is so much going on in the NFL. Jeff Seeley on a loaded field at the Players' Championship in 90 minutes. And one more spot with Richard Roper, a longtime film critic, on maybe some final bets to make on the Academy Awards before the Oscars are on full display on Sunday night. And, Paulie, we have to begin today with the NFL again as, man, massive news every single day this time of year. They really get their dream here, don't they, with the news cycle, basically how they just dominate. I mean, we have March Madness going on. You have all this other stuff that's happening. Nope, NFL remains king. And the Lamar Jackson news, as a surprise, I think, to basically nobody, they did slap that non-exclusive deal on Lamar Jackson, which means now it's open for business to teams in the league. If they want to sign him to a deal, talk to him, agree to something. But now you're telling me the instant reaction yesterday was from all of these here's the key. All of these quarterback needy teams instantly came out and said, nope, we have no interest in Lamar Jackson. What on earth happened yesterday?
Yep. Disturbing, disgusting, calculated. It's blatant collusion. It's absolutely absurd they're doing this right now. That a former MVP's available and they all came out, calculated, at around the same time, nope. Not interested.
They made it a point to get their message across as soon as we found out the news with the non-exclusive.
Yes, correct. And you could get a former MVP and one of the best quarterbacks in the league at a young age for less than Watson and Wilson. And he makes less money than Danny Dimes. Think about that. Danny Dimes has stunk his whole career. The guy just got $160 million. They were going to move on from him. Going into this year, if he didn't do anything, he had 15 touchdown passes.
You're going to pay a quarterback that much money in 2023, and he had 15 touchdown passes.
Right, right. But Arizona just gave Kyler Murray $230 million and $190 guaranteed. And he's under 500.
Yeah.
And he's won nothing.
Lamar Jackson has 16 losses in his career.
Yes.
He has an MVP, a unanimous MVP, by the way. They were a 14-win team and a one seed. And the year they lost in the playoffs, they had more than 500 yards of offense in that game. Tennessee, the luck factor was off the charts. And by the way, Baltimore had a home field. They would have hosted Kansas. I don't know if Kansas City goes to Baltimore and wins that game.
Yeah, right.
I have no idea.
Right. 45 and 16 And rarely did they have them. No help at wide receiver for the most part.
Yeah, and look at how much help the Cardinals have given Kyler Murray.
Good point. And they also wouldn't spend money at the position helping him out. So you look at the record and the resume and the one seed and the MVP, and they're like, I don't even want to talk to the guy. And Bill Barnwell from ESPN comes out with this beautiful article of ranking the top 16 teams that should work out a deal and talk to him and try to get something done. And Atlanta's at the top. And I agree. And keep in mind, Atlanta was hot and heavy for Watson. With 20 cases hanging over his head. I don't want to talk to Lamar Jackson.
Well, that's the player, though, who screwed this entire thing up for
everybody. Yeah, Haslam.
Haslam was a...
Absolutely.
I mean, they and this speaks to generally how desperate teams get that need a guy at that position, right? Because they whiffed big time on Baker Mayfield, and they've whiffed for as long as I can remember at that position. So they're like, okay, Watson, troubled past, doesn't matter. Here's fully guaranteed. And now basically every other owner, they don't want to go down that same exact path with Lamar Jackson, who, by the way, is kind of hurting himself with the no agent factor.
Oh, sure.
So that doesn't help out either.
Right.
I could not believe, again, would you rather give up two first round picks for Lamar Jackson, as you said, cheaper price right now than Watson and Wilson, or for all these quarterback teams, and the Bears are open for business. You're going to give up a bunch of picks for an unproven player in the draft? I mean, there's a slight possibility one of these four quarterbacks ends up being better than Lamar Jackson, but I'd say it's highly unlikely.
Oh, absolutely.
Highly unlikely.
Absolutely, right? And then think about what you have to give up for him, okay? Watson went for three number ones and more picks, and Wilson went for two number ones and two twos and players as well. This never happens. An MVP is on the market here, and you can have him. I like what Benjamin Solak tweeted. Houston, Atlanta, Las Vegas, Tennessee, Washington should all pick up the phone immediately. And even New England, San Francisco, and Detroit should get involved too. Now, Miami is interested because they can't do the offer sheet because they don't have the first round pick.
Yeah, there's a way around that eventually.
Yes.
But they don't have the 2023 first round pick, what kind of hampers them a little bit. But so that's going to kind of kill them. And maybe, you know, again, that was the immediate reaction yesterday. Maybe these, because they have until, I believe, the middle of July to actually imagine that if we have to drag this out that far and then training camps around the corner and then, oops, here comes a team that slides in and says, yeah, here's the offer sheet. They have until like the summertime to do this with Lamar. So they could change their mind on this. But I thought it was just so bizarre how that was like in unison.
Yes.
What did it take? 15 minutes? All of a sudden we knew that every team made it a point to tell somebody in the media, no interest whatsoever.
Well, these guys know what they're doing. These guys who cover the league ever say, okay, wow, this is great. This could be it for Atlanta. It's right. And then immediately, man, we're not interested.
Right.
I mean, what do you mean you're not interested?
Sure.
You got Desmond Ridder as your quarterback. Mm-hmm. You're not interested.
Carolina, no interest.
So it's just, okay. We have to punish Haslam. We have to punish the Browns. And there's no way this can happen with the guaranteed deals. And it was a egregious mistake what they did with Watson. But it's... I don't know. I don't know what happens now. I can't wait to talk to Lombardi. I don't know how this plays out now.
Yeah.
But again, the guy, Danny Dimes makes more money than he does now. And you could get this guy for two number ones. The other thing, I mean, Barnwell talked about maybe it could be less than that too. I mean, what if Houston comes in and says, hey, I'll give you the number two pick. Let's start there. And I don't even have to, in terms of what I can give, and they work out a sign and trade,
right,
which could happen. Again, it's also historic. It's only the sixth time that a QB got the non-exclusive tag. It's the first time since Cousins in 2016.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often.
Matt Castle in 09, Breeze in 05 with the Chargers, Jim Harbaugh, 96 with the Colts, and Steve Young in 1993. Yep. So,
a couple of tweets, by the way, from players. J.J. Watt, why are all these teams so publicly out on Lamar Jackson? MVP winner in his prime at the most important position in the entire NFL. What am I missing here? RG3, Jackson is a unanimous MVP. And has led the NFL in passing touchdowns, is 26 years old, 45-16 as a starter, and all the quarterback needy teams are saying they aren't interested, don't smell right to me. His words on Twitter, Robert Griffin III. They're spot on.
Yep.
I'll tell you a team, and this would be, oh boy. If Daniel Snyder with the Commanders, they need a quarterback, trying to sell the team.
Sure.
If this is his parting gift to the league, where he says, all right, nobody else wants him? I do. I am going to give out two first-round picks to Baltimore, a team that's in our very own region. I'm going to bring in Lamar Jackson, and I'm selling the team. And he's going to give the bird to every single owner and Roger Goodell at the same exact time.
That I'd like to see.
Don't count that out. In fact, you can bet on this. Where is Lamar Jackson going to end up? If the odds are right, I'd say take a little bit of pizza money on the Commanders.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe Las Vegas does something, because apparently they're the one team that's not out. But this is...
Yeah, they right away, the reaction from here was from the Raiders was, no, we don't have any. And then a couple hours later, it's like, no, they're not ruling anybody out.
Yeah.
So, and I've been saying this now going back to, I think, probably December. Lamar Jackson needs to really consider going to the NFC, because what he's playing against in the AFC, and let's assume for a second that this Aaron Rodgers story and Woody Johnson left LAX. Well, he left Los Angeles last night in his plane at 11:26 p.m. Pacific time. They met with Rodgers for 11 hours, according to reports. So if they get that deal done, I mean, look at who he is competing against in the NFC at that position. Who's the best quarterback? Jalen Hurts in the NFC? I think beyond that, you can rank these guys however you would like, but it's Stafford, Goff, Prescott,
right.
Cousins, Danny Dimes, Carr, Purdy, Geno? Terrible.
Yes.
You stay in the AFC, and that's why I'm saying, like, Carolina, no interest, Atlanta, no interest, you're out of your minds. But if you were to stay in the AFC, I mean, we're talking about Mahomes and Burrow and Allen and Herbert and Trevor Lawrence and Watson and Wilson and Tua and then maybe Aaron Rodgers.
My God.
I've been saying this forever. The NFC would make more sense. And a team in that conference cannot just automatically say, no, we have no interest in this guy. You're out of your minds. And I mean, it was early. They have time to change their opinion on this and change their minds, and I would not be surprised if one of them actually does that. And they come together in meetings. Are like, hold on a second here. Have we really thought this through? We can get Lamar Jackson for two firsts, and this is who we're going to compete against in our division to come out? Come on.
Well, yeah, especially, I mean, if you're Atlanta and Carolina, it's a dream. This is a dream scenario
100%.
Here. And you're all in on Watson if you're Atlanta. Now we don't want to talk to him. Then Carolina with an aggressive owner. And the garbage they've had at quarterback,
yep.
And this is available? Come on, right? Give me a break, please. Yep. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, the place to be. Going up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing their exclusive Bet Rivers Squares. Place a qualifying bet. Get a square on the house. If the numbers on your square match the final score of the game, you win. Full terms and conditions available, BetRiversSquares.com.
We will begin to recap some of the action from last night, a loaded card in college basketball, and all three of those title games going on at the same time were very dramatic. And also, I've lost count at how many times a huge move happens in the NBA, and it doesn't come close to cashing. Plenty of examples of that last night. That's coming up in Win Some, Lose Some next here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
BetRivers online book, the place to be, going up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing their exclusive BetRivers squares this basketball season. Place a qualifying bet, you get a square on the house. If the numbers on the square match the final score, you win. Full terms and conditions available, BetRiversSquares.com. Great house specials and menu. Good luck.
Here we go. Sports betting analyst Josh Applebaum joins the program now. His two podcasts are called Market Insights and Morning Bets. You can get them wherever you listen to your podcast. And he's also a Bostonian. So this is a very exciting time, Josh. I know that DraftKings, certainly they're opening up for business on Friday to the folks there. But this is such a cool time. You guys have been begging for legal sports betting forever. And here you go. What a week, huh?
Yeah, it's fantastic, Mitch and Paulie. Great to be with you. And you're totally right, Mitch. You know, we've been waiting forever. I mean, you know, up until over the summer when they legalized sports betting, you know, it was pretty much every New England state except ours having legal betting. You had to go to New Hampshire. You had to drive to a different state to get down. Well, that changed. Obviously, now you have been able to bet in person at three different casinos in Massachusetts, led by the Encore, which is right in Boston. So you've had legal betting in person for about a month now. But the big one here is mobile betting, because mobile betting launches just 2 days from now on Friday at 10 a.m. And if you look at all the different stats from the gaming commissions, they have to report their numbers. You know, I love being at the book. I love going to see you guys in Vegas. I love going to different books on the East Coast. There's nothing better. But if you look at where the numbers are and where the money's at, it's all mobile betting, guys. The handle, pretty much in all the states that are legal, it's like 90% of the handle comes from mobile betting. So really excited here. There's going to be seven books that go live here on Friday. Cannot wait. And I think as a sports bettor, if you're in Boston, if you're in Massachusetts like me, you're a free agent. Go look at to get the best bonus that you can for all these different books. They want your action. They're fighting for your service. So make sure you get the best sign-up bonus you can and look to take advantage of maybe a plus money number here with your bonus money. So if you're looking at maybe a futures bet, close to our heart in Boston, the Bruins are plus 400 right now. The Celtics are plus 300. The Patriots, don't get me started. They're 60-1 here, but yeah. I'd look for a plus money prop with mobile betting about to launch.
Yep, so would I. And if you want like some more instant gratification than waiting a couple of months, and I know fans there are going to want to get down on the local teams for sure, but I would look at some of these teams to win their conference tournaments in college basketball, or maybe a team to make a Final Four run, something along those lines. And let's begin today with the college basketball card. The Big Ten starts. This is a pretty fascinating matchup. Both these teams, well, neither one had a good season. And Wisconsin is taking on Ohio State. This game opened up, Josh, Buckeyes minus one, and they're taking money. Ohio State's now minus two this morning. Do you agree with that line move?
So I'm not sure if I agree or disagree, but I know that I like the line move here, guys. I think it's a fishy play in favor of Ohio State. And you hit the nail on the head here, Mitch. Why is Ohio State favored in this game? Again, two things the public's going to look at. No matter what game they're getting on, getting down on, but especially when you get to conference tournament time, it's going to be your seeding. It's also going to be your one loss record. So Ohio State's 13-18. They're the 13 seed in this conference tournament. Wisconsin 17-13. They're the 12 seed. So Ohio State has the worst record, and they've also have the worst ranking here or seeding based on this conference tournament. Yet, what are we seeing? We're seeing, as you mentioned, Mitch, a short number here, Ohio State as the opener, minus one. Now you're up to 1.5, 2. So why is this line going toward the fishy side, Ohio State, when on paper, they're the worst team? Now, they haven't been playing that bad down the stretch. You know, obviously, they've had a poor year, but they did win two of their last three. You did see Wisconsin lose three of their last five. So this is one of those angles to me where I want to take the side that doesn't make sense. I'll go with Ohio State here. You also look at the public. The public's saying, easy bet here. Take Wisconsin. They're the dog. You got to take the points. 60% of bets here on Wisconsin, yet this line keeps going to the Buckeyes. Only about 40% bets, but almost 60% of the money. And if you look at the on paper, guys, stats-wise, Ohio State has a couple reasons to look at them here today. They are the better offense, 73 a game versus 65. Better field goal shooting, 46% versus 42%. And a rebounding advantage, 37 versus 31. So KenPom has Ohio State winning by 1 point. It's a short number here. I'm going to go money line here on minus 125. Take the fishy Buckeyes.
Okay.
Spot.
How about West Virginia and Texas Tech? West Virginia 4.5. I don't know what to make of Texas Tech now with the coach suspended and Adams. What do you think of this game and West Virginia on the bubble?
Yeah, Paul, you mentioned a really good angle here in terms of kind of a supplementary factor or an X factor that could be affecting this line move with your head coach being suspended for insensitive comments that he made. You're going to have an interim coach here for Texas Tech. And since those comments were made by Adams, they've struggled. Texas Tech has lost three straight going into this matchup. Now they're facing off against West Virginia, who's playing pretty well here. They've won three of their last four. Huggins has been in this spot a million times, has a lot of experience. And the market is going toward West Virginia. It looks to be, I don't know if it's a love for West Virginia or just a fade of the turmoil and controversy around Texas Tech, because West Virginia opened as a very short favorite around -2, 2.5. We saw them get all the way up to 4.5. There's been a little buyback. You're seeing most shops now down to 4 here. But this is notable because you're only getting about 60% of bets here in West Virginia. They're not a huge public play. They're taking into account almost 80% of the money. So it tells me big money here going with West Virginia, laying the points in this spot. KenPom has them winning by 3. He has them ranked much higher, 17 versus 53. Also, guys, keep an eye on the total here. We get to these conference tournaments. Neutral sites tend to lean on neutral court unders, especially if you're playing the back-to-back, or you saw it again, Gonzaga, that one going under last night. But this total did drop. It opened around 147. You're down to 146. Public's on the over, yet this thing has fallen. Both these teams are pretty slow tempo, around 67 or 69. So I'd be leaning to bet against the turmoil here with Texas Tech. Look toward WVU, and I do like that under in that spot.
One final game here on the card this morning. Richmond plays George Mason, open up pick, and the number continues to move. In fact, looks like Caesars just went from 2.5 to 3, and some books have 2.5 on it, but most now looking at, well, you know what, where we sit,
Circus 3.5 here.
Circus has 3.5. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Boy, thoughts on this game, Josh?
Yeah. It's getting steamed here, Mitch. You're totally right. And I think the angle here is that, you know, it's not like one of these big games tonight where you're getting, you know, primetime spot, ESPN, you know, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, heavily bet primetime. No, this is kind of a obscure game here. We have 30 different, you know, 30 plus games, conference tournament games today. This is kind of one that's flying under the radar, but now with the sharp money here, it looks like it's really favoring George Mason at home. As you mentioned, Mitch is close to a pick'em, a -1. We've seen now -3. You guys are totally right. It's popping now. 3.5 with this line move further toward George Mason. And this is notable to me because Richmond actually looked really good yesterday. First round of the A-10 tournament. They crushed UMass 71-38. George Mason has the better record. They're 19-12. They've won 6 straight, but they haven't played in a while. You know, they had to bye in the first round. And they haven't played since the fourth. So it's kind of that eternal question when you're handicapping a game, guys. Rest versus rust. Would you rather be rested and have more time to game plan? Or would you rather have some momentum going into the match? So the fact that you're seeing a rested team off a bye with George Mason taking in all this money tells me that really wise guys or respected bettors, they're not worried about a rust spot. Looks like they like an angle here with George Mason. So I'd be leaning toward George Mason and laying the points.
You can follow Josh on Twitter. He is at Josh_insights. And again, his podcasts are called Morning Bets and Market Insights, available wherever you listen to your podcast. Josh, thanks for the time as always. Best of luck today.
You too, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. Back at you. All right, so I know that at some point today, the screen's going to light up like July 4th, like it has been the last couple of days. And New Mexico now moving from 7 to 7.5 against Wyoming at some books. So this is, as I said yesterday, love being on the air live during this time because with the loaded schedule like today, tomorrow, Friday, they just in the morning, that's when stuff's going to take off. That Wisconsin-Ohio State number is
how about that?
Weird to me.
Yeah.
Going in the Buckeyes' favor.
Is Wisconsin out if they lose?
I don't think they're in. Let me check the bracket matrix here. How good is their, here's the thing that they, this doesn't, I don't think the committee talks about this really. What do they have? 17 games that finished 5 points or fewer, the margin of victory. It's the most in like years in this sport. So they could have had, the coin flip games go their way. If it would have been the other way, they would have probably been locked in right now. As of right now, the bracket matrix, they're on the outside looking in, but they're very close.
Are they last four out?
They would be maybe the last team out.
Okay. Well, this will do it then. They can't get it done today. Yeah. And what do you do with the Texas Tech game? That is...
I think that you are pretty happy if you're holding on to West Virginia -2.5 in pocket right now.
Yeah.
On the opening number.
Yeah. The George Mason move, that's a good size move. And I think you're going to get a lot of support later today for Northern Arizona, the dog in the late game, the title of the big sky, considering what happened with Montana State last night.
I think you're right. I was considering a bet on West Virginia to win the Big 12 at 15-1.
All right.
But they play today. With a win, they would then march on to get Kansas in the second round. If they beat Kansas, they might get a team. Well, it's going to be Baylor or Iowa State. Then if they win that game, they're in the title game, and then they have to play, you know, Texas, Kansas State, one of those teams in the bottom half of the draw. So I don't know, 15, the rollover parlay there would probably, but now that they're a 4.5-point favorite against Texas Tech, might decrease it a little bit, but also that's the gauntlet we're talking about here. That's a very difficult road for West Virginia.
Yes.
Come out of the Big 12. Mm-hmm. I do not have a bet in that conference tournament. And as I said, when I looked over the draw and the numbers earlier this week, I considered West Virginia, but I mean, you can make a case for almost every single team.
You can.
So to me, it's too difficult to really find a good angle there to bet on. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. More college basketball coming up today. We have three title games on the slate, and some of the big boys are going to get involved. Like we said with the Big Ten, ACC is in action. The Big 12 has more games. The Pac-12. We'll run it down for you here coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers can bet $5 and win $150 in bonus bets if your team wins on a pregame money line. Download the app. Use the code VSiN when you sign up. It's that easy. VSiN, got to be 21. DraftKings.com for full details. Time for Jeff Seeley to talk golf, Players Championship. Check out the Cutmaker podcast, cutmakerpod.com, for the plays and the podcast. Jeff Sherman from the Westgate is the guest this week, and Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter as well. A near miss on Hatton, but also it pays to bet those top 20s as well, as Hatton was right in the mix and almost had a chance to win as well. How you doing?
Doing great, fellas. Glad to be here. This is a fun week, and one of the best things about this week is most books are treating it like a lot of the majors, so we've got a variety of plays this week that a lot of times we don't see. Seen a lot more stuff on DraftKings this week, so it should be a lot of fun both in betting and DFS.
Tell us about the legendary course.
Yeah, guys, TPC Sawgrass, as you said, one of the legendary courses on the PGA Tour with a notorious number 7 island green. This is not a long course, so this brings a lot of guys who may normally not be in the play squarely in play. We've seen long shots win here, 100, 200 to 1 plus. There's water everywhere. That's a great equalizer. So accuracy definitely outweighs distance this week. Scores are usually in the 12 to 13 to 1 range. Doesn't look like a ton of win this week. So like Westgate's got a total of, you can bet over 13 and a half under. I would take the over on that. Ooh. I figure the winning score will be 14 or better this week.
Okay. The core plays, JT and Jason Day.
Yeah, Paul. So JT comes in at 20 to 1, and he really seems to be one of the forgotten studs these days. So we're getting the 20 to 21 Players Champion, and really what I consider to be a discount. I mean, his form has been solid with two top fives in the past just, you know, couple of weeks, and I haven't seen anything that makes me think there are any issues. So getting a guy of this pedigree, this experience, former champion, I think is a great price on Justin Thomas. And there is nobody more popular this week than Jason Day. Everybody's talking about Jason Day. What could go wrong, right? I mean, it's Jason Day. What could possibly go wrong? I'm kidding. We all know what can go wrong with Jason Day, but he's popular for good reason. He's 30 to 1 now. His price has been dropping like a rock since opening in the mid-40s, and he'll easily be the most popular play in DFS this week, probably 35% owned in a lot of tournaments. But the case is really straightforward. Day has finished 10th, 9th, 5th, and 7th in his last four events, and has two top 10s here in his last four trips here. So I think the play really for Jason Day, for me, if you think, hey, I missed the bus on the 45-1, 40-1, whatever it is, you can find Day plus 250 top 10. Mm-hmm. That is a way I'd like to play him a lot.
Okay. How about some long shots then? Fill us in.
Yeah, guys. Keegan Bradley, another guy who's come down. He's been phenomenal. 10th, 20th, 2nd, and 3rd in his last four events, coupled with two finishes inside the top 7 here over the past 4 years, explain why Keegan Bradley has been dropping like a rock. He may not get the win. Obviously, 50 to 1 now would say he probably wouldn't, but I'd be surprised if he didn't finish inside the top 40. Some people are afraid to lay minus 150 for a top 40 play. But if you're going to do it, I think Keegan Bradley is a great guy to do it with. Phenomenal history, great form, and just fits what Keegan Bradley does really, really well. And my favorite of the long shots, guys, I love Keith Mitchell this week. He is sixth. Keith Mitchell is sixth in this field in tee to green over the past 24 rounds, and he's first in strokes gained off the tee. So he is ahead tee to green of guys like Max Homa, Xander Schauffele, Jason Day, and Justin Thomas, guys we just talked about. He is ahead of all of those guys tee to green and first in this field in strokes gained off the tee. He has two top fives in his last four events, and he finished 13th here last year. You can find Mitchell top 20 at plus 400. I would certainly look to see if you can find a market where you can get that with ties pay full odds. But anyway, you see it. I think Keith Mitchell 60-1 is worth a flyer, but plus 400, 4-1, and Keith Mitchell finished top 20, a play I really like a lot this week.
Jeff Seely, our guest here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I've been on this show many, many times over the years, pretty much every week during the golf season. I'll ask you this, because as I've been betting golf more and more over the years, I treat it like any game on the board for that day, right? Like, I missed plus 4 points with Northern Kentucky the other night, so I didn't bet +3. They won the game outright. Okay, we'll move along. In golf, when I miss like the opening number, for example, like somebody opens up 48-1 and I think about it, I don't bet it. He comes down to 35-1. I'm going to punt on that. This is why I think what you have been stressing now over time makes a lot of sense, right? For example, Jason Day dropping like a rock. Keegan Bradley, pretty much the same thing. This is why you need to examine other markets, Jeff, like the top 10s, like the top 20s, like the top 40s. Those numbers will drop as well, but I mean, when you could have had a guy at 45-1 and now he's 30-1, to me, I got to say no to that.
But Mitch, you know, the other thing we talk about in this show too is, I mean, there's a ton of college hoops going on right now. And I know that you guys can find, and anybody can find a college hoops game they like on the board, parlay a college game with Jason Day, parlay a college game with Keegan Bradley, and you just gave yourself an odds boost to, you know, 40-50-1. You can't do that everywhere, but you can do it where you're at Circa, for example.
Sure.
You can do it on DraftKings. So there are some places where you can find a place where you can. I think that's a great way to get an odds boost if you did miss a market.
Yeah, and that's another way that you've stressed now again over the weeks. You like to avoid the guys at the very top, like a Rahm and a McIlroy, but if you want them, that would be one way to approach it anyway.
You bet. Absolutely.
All right. This is fun time now. Go time. The true bombs. Okay, you got three here. One, you got a guy you've done very well with in the past you can talk about in a second. Who the hell is Ben Martin?
Paul, Ben Martin is 300-1 to win this week. And again, your question should be, who the hell is Ben Martin? He's a 35-year-old PGA veteran who played at Clemson. He has one PGA Tour win 9 years ago. So why in the hell are we considering Ben Martin this week? Ben Martin has finished inside the top 30 in four of his last six events, including a fifth-place finish at the Honda Classic 2 weeks ago. He's gained at least two strokes ball striking in five of his last six events, and he's gained on strokes on putting in four of his last five. Turns out, if you strike the ball well and putt well, you're probably going to play well in the golf tournament. He's gained six strokes putting at the Honda just a few weeks ago, and he has the same surface this week as he will have at the Honda. You can find Ben Martin plus 275, top 40, guys. Almost 3-1, top 40. Fantastic play, especially if you can find a market where ties pay full, a.k.a. no dead heat. Like Ben Martin a lot. Just a couple bucks on the 300-1, but I like a lot. I think it's great value, plus 275, top 40.
All right. How about Webb Simpson?
Webb Simpson, guys, it's very rare. We talk about this all the time. Jeff Sherman sends out a handful of plays he makes early in the week to some of us, and Jeff gets better numbers than just about anybody. So it's rare when he tails you on a play, but this week Jeff Sherman tailed me on Webb Simpson here. 200-1 for Webb Simpson, plus 160, top 40. I mean, it's phenomenal. I mean, longtime followers of mine know my affinity for Webb. And guys, I was watching on Sunday and watched Webb roll off 10 birdies. That was enough for me. His driver has been absolutely awful for the past 6 months, losing over two strokes to the field. But the good news, he won't need driver very often this week. The former Players Champion has found something with his wedges, gaining over 3 strokes on approach over his last 3 events. His putter got hot last week, and if that can carry over, we could see a repeat of 2018. In 2018, he actually lost strokes on approach, but his putter ran so hot that it carried him to victory at a huge number. We had Webb Simpson that week. It was amazing.
I recall that, and actually. Then, I think that's the first time that we ever chatted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was I had Webbapalooza. That was a lot of 2K Chick-fil-A after that win. But and the last bomb this week, guys, is Sepp Straka, another guy who I always like. I like him again this week. He's 200-1 to win, plus 1400 to win finish, or excuse me, 14-1 top 10. And I think that's really, really interesting. My first comment is, if you're ever going to get a guy who has 6 top 10s, including 2 runner-ups and a top 5 in his last 17 events, you take a look. So in over a third of his events in the past 6 months, he's been top 10. One of those was the Tour Championship. How did he do here last year? He finished 9th. He's a bit of a streaky golfer, but when his short game is on, he is outstanding. And you can also find Sepp Straka plus 175 top 40, 14-1 top 10, plus 175 top 40. Both great looks in Sepp Straka.
It's funny you brought him up. Yeah. I bet him at 225-1 for some pizza money earlier in the week.
All right. Bring it home at Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter, cutmakerpod.com. Jeff Sherman, the guest again, and get all the plays as well on Telegram. Great job, sir. Good luck.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
There it is. Andy Jeff Seeley.
Big Colts fan. He told us during the break he does not want Bryce Young.
I don't blame him.
He wants C.J. Stroud.
All right.
So, a lot to get to yet in the final hour and 20 minutes of today's program. The college basketball slate today is massive. Numbers are on the move a little bit. NBA tonight as well, with a big card coming up here on Follow the Money. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
This is Follow the Money on VSEN.
Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, the place to be. Can win up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing their exclusive Bet Rivers Squares. Place a qualifying bet, you get a square on the house. If the numbers match, you win. Restrictions, eligible bonus, credit use, full terms and conditions available. BetRiversSquares.com.
Longtime film critic for the Chicago Sun-Times, Richard Roper joins the program now, and kind of lost in the shuffle in our world a little bit, Paulie, because of March Madness. Well, on Selection Sunday, it's the same night as the Academy Awards. And we're going to go over a little bit of Richard's ballot right now. Thanks for the time today, Richard, as always. How are you?
You know, guys, I just wish they had figured out a way to combine Selection Sunday with the Academy Awards. Why not have Jimmy Kimmel host Selection Sunday and have some of these big celebs read the brackets?
Not bad.
I've never heard of that idea before.
Tom Cruise, whoever. All right, let's look at the mid South region. Yeah.
Let's go to Hollywood now as Tom Cruise is going to announce who's out west. And then, oh, by the way, coming up tonight, that's intriguing. Let me ask you this. And we went over some of your ballot last week. Now, you've had a chance to think about who you submitted as your winners for a strong week now. Do you have any regrets at all on who you selected as the winners for these certain categories? Or no, are you rock solid on all of them?
No, I'm not rock solid. Anybody, you know, it's just like March Madness, guys. You know what? After you fill out your brackets, right, by the time we're halfway through the first round of Thursday games, you're thinking, why didn't I realize this matchup was not good for that number 5 seed against that number 12 seed? What was I thinking? So in the case of the Oscars, I thought for sure Cate Blanchett was going to win for Tar. Uh-huh. And now I think Michelle Yeoh for Everything Everywhere All at Once is probably the slight favorite now, guys. Mm-hmm. And same thing in supporting actress. 2 or 3 weeks ago, Angela Bassett was a lock for Best Supporting Actress for Wakanda Forever. Then Jamie Lee Curtis started winning all these other precursor awards, the SAG and BAFTA and things like that. So now I'm thinking maybe Jamie Lee Curtis. So it's kind of like, again, when you're watching, you know, the tournaments, you know, the conference tournaments, and some team gets hot, and all of a sudden you're thinking, wait a minute, this is a real contender. So the great thing is for the places where you can, and there, as you guys know, there are some places where you can actually bet on the Oscars, there's some good toss-ups here. You know, there's not every category has like a minus 1,100 favorite.
Mm-hmm. No, on that note, in fact, the best actress, you said it right. Blanchett is now even money. Yao is minus 140. And then for best supporting actress, Bassett is plus 125. But you're saying Jamie Lee Curtis at plus 150 might be worth a pop.
I think the fact that you have nobody who's, a heavy favorite, because even Carrie Condon, who's in the Banshees of Inisherin, it's, you know, you've got three contenders there. It's a roll of the dice, but if you pop 100 on any of those, you're going to win 130 or 165 or 155, something like that. So there's some value there.
How's that movie, and what'd you think of Colin Farrell?
Oh, he's great. I've got a lot of Irish roots and relatives, and it's a fictional place in Inisherin, but they really filmed it on the west coast of Ireland. And guys, for your listeners out there, for your folks, if you haven't been to Ireland, you know, there's a reason why there are certain parts of Ireland that they used for Game of Thrones and for the Star Wars movies, because there are certain parts of it that are so beautiful, it looks like something out of a graphic novel. You know, this is set in the 1920s. It's very, very dark. It's actually more of a comedy than a drama. And Colin Farrell, it's a great question, because Colin Farrell came up big in the early 2000s as a leading man. You know, he was in the remake of Miami Vice with Jamie Foxx. He was in a film called Phone Booth. He was going to be kind of the next Brad Pitt. And in recent years, he's kind of pivoted, just like Brad Pitt, and said, I'm not just going to be in romantic comedies. I want to do more interesting stuff. He's a really, really good actor.
Agreed. And currently at DraftKings, Richard, that movie is 14-1 to win Best Picture. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once is minus $11. So that's taking off now, and it has been in that territory for a while. But betting odds aside, what was the best movie you watched last year? And what were your top three overall?
You know, I love The Whale, which actually is not even nominated for Best Picture, although Brendan Fraser, I do think, is going to win for Best Actor, guys. I love that film. I had Banshees of Inisherin way up there as well. I admired Everything Everywhere All at Once. I'm not quite on the bandwagon that says it's this revolutionary film. And you just mentioned the numbers there. And yes, Everything Everywhere All at Once is like a Kentucky Derby favorite that's, 3-5 or 2-5, whatever. I think for just a couple of bucks, I'm talking, even if you just wanted to put, $10 on Banshees or All Quiet on the Western Front, it's worth it. It's worth it to take a small risk for a big payoff.
How is that movie? I was going to watch it last weekend. What'd you think?
Which one?
All Quiet on the Western Front, sorry.
Oh, man, it is, if you're going to watch it, this is not one of these movies you can watch while you're on the phone.
Yeah.
While you're talking, with your partner or your buddy or whatever. You gotta dial in. It's very heavy. It's about, World War One, and they've done movie adaptations before, but the technology wasn't there. But now you feel, guys, like you're immersed in the experience of being a soldier in the final days of that war.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Richard Roper, a longtime film critic for the Chicago Sun-Times, our guest. So you can also bet on the best original screenplay, excuse me. And this is also a two-horse race. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once is minus 150. Do you think Banshees has a chance at plus 110?
I do, because this is one of those ways that screenplay a lot of times will go to a film that's not going to win for best picture or best director. In a lot of cases, the director has written the screenplay, which is the case with Banshees of Inisherin, Martin McDonagh, who's done Three Billboards and a bunch of other great films. So that's a way of honoring the film. You know, the voters look at it and go, well, I already voted for Everything Everywhere for best picture and best director. Let's vote for Martin for Banshees. So I actually like that. I like that pick for best original screenplay.
Tell people what you're doing tomorrow and be a part of the Q&A.
Yeah, I'm doing a live chat. It's really fun, guys. People can submit their questions, and then I just go live. You can just go to the Sun-Times website, suntimes.com, for all the details. It doesn't cost anything. You can just enter the chat room, and I do about a 15-20-minute monologue going through all my predictions, and then I take questions. You know, any questions people have, whether it's about the Oscars or movies in general, it runs about 45 minutes total. Because as you guys well know, I wear out my welcome after 35, 40 minutes. You know, a little of me goes a long way.
Okay. He's also at Richard E. Roper on Twitter. And listen, you can get lost. There's so much stuff up there, especially Netflix. You have me very intrigued by your latest tweet and review of the flight that disappeared. What's this about?
Yeah, you know, I'm so glad you mentioned that. That's what I like to use Twitter most for. I mean, we all have a lot of fun on it. We make comments, but it's kind of cutting through the clutter of everything that's out there, guys. So this is a documentary on Netflix called MH370, The Flight That Disappeared. It's a three-part documentary. People might remember, it was actually 9 years ago this week that a Malaysian airliner that was bound for Beijing disappeared, just went off the radar, 270 souls aboard. They've never found the plane. They've never figured out what happened to it. There have been a couple of pieces, small pieces of wreckage that may or may not be from the plane. There are theories that it was shot down. There are theories that it was hit by a meteorite. Uh-huh. Some people say the pilot deliberately crashed the plane in a mass murder-suicide. And this documentary takes you through all the theories. Now, think about this. This isn't 1927, guys. This is, you know, just 9 years ago, with all the technology we have, and they've never found, it's like an episode of The Twilight Zone, or Lost. Remember the TV series Lost? It's like, what happened to this plane? Not a single human, you know, victim has been found, not a substantial piece of the plane that's been 100% verified. We know that it took off, and we know that it ended somewhere, and that's all we really know.
My God.
Wild.
I'm in. 90 seconds left. I also finished Gacy. I mean, this is your backyard, too. We're going on with Chicago, and I finished that. I think it's three episodes.
Yeah, and, you know, before I get into the entertainment biz, guys, long time ago, I was a news reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times, and I remember, I was still in high school when it happened, but I remember when the story broke, and then years later, when he was on death row, I actually got access to the evidence room where everything from the driver's licenses of his victims to the rope he used for strangulation to pieces of the crawl space were all still in the Cook County lockup, you know, as evidence.
Oh.
And I've never had a more chilling experience as a reporter in my life.
Oh, man, wow. I can't even imagine what that.
Oh.
Oh. Was something like that enough for you to say, I don't want to do this anymore? I got to go into, like, film or something else?
You know, that is an absolutely great question, and it actually was. It was that and a couple of other things where I was attending, you know, some funerals for shooting victims, and I have such respect for the reporters who do that well and do it respectfully. But I did this, you know, I was, you know, 30 years old, guys, and I said, you know what, I can't spend my life covering this. I don't have the right mentality for that. And it is around the time I started thinking about really transitioning into our world, you know, and we're very lucky, you know, all three of us, we're talking sports, entertainment, pop culture, gambling, you know, things that we talk about, even if we weren't getting paid.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Great spot today, Richard. Yes. Thanks so much for the time. Enjoy the show on Sunday night.
All right. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Follow him on Twitter. He is at Richard E. Roper. In Pocket Plays, what we're betting today, coming up next year on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.